Heroes in the Cyber Battle. In the war against cyber attacks, these hackers wear the white hats. He's 26, likes industrial and electronic music, has a bleached blonde mohawk haircut, and sometimes, Mikhail Davidoff said, he starts his day at the crack of noon. The late hours are in front of a computer, working on reverse engineering, tearing apart computer programs to find their vulnerabilities. These days, the front lines for security don't only include soldiers carrying weapons. They include computer whiz kids like Davidoff, who works for the Leviathan Security Group. Cyber attacks are costing corporations and consumers a lot. In a 6-year span starting in 2005, data breaches in 33 countries, including the U.S., cost the firms involved more than $156 billion, according to the nonprofit Digital Forensics Association. The Associated Press reported that Living Social, an online deals site, said that its website was hacked and the personal data of more than 50 million customers may have been affected. Names, email addresses, date of birth of some users, and encrypted passwords. That makes internet security a booming industry, at an estimated nearly $1 billion a year in 2012. According to the consulting firm Frost & Sullivan. Keeping the black hats at bay. Another white hat hacker is Adam Cecchetti, 31, who used to work at Leviathan and then, in 2010, became one of the founders of Deja Vu Security. Davidoff and Cecchetti are on the front lines of fighting off the black hat hackers. Yes, that is how they describe their enemy. The latter includes those sending out phishing emails that look like they came from a legitimate source, but are fakes, trying to get your passwords and credit card information. For the white hats, their unique skill at finding where a program is vulnerable and how to close the digital doors that the black hats use to penetrate a website is worth $120,000 to $130,000 a year. Chad Thunberg, Chief Operating Officer of Leviathan, said. At Deja Vu Security, Cecchetti said, work that they've done includes posing as new employees at a financial institution and getting the standard access to computers. Firms routinely give computer administrative privileges to only a handful of individuals. But, Cecchetti said, within a couple of weeks, we had basically control of the entire organization and could access pretty much anything we wanted. Deja Vu put together a very large report on how to fix things, he said. An early passion. Hackers, such as Davidoff and Cecchetti, have certain similarities. For one thing, they started tinkering with computers when they were kids, and that passion never stopped. Cecchetti helped start a computer club in high school and said, I was plenty nerdy. As a teen in the 1990s, he was programming video games and went on to creating simple websites before they had become ubiquitous. Cecchetti earned a master's from Carnegie Mellon University in electrical and computer engineering and ended up in Seattle in 2005 working for Amazon to keep black hats from breaking in. Davidoff is the son of Russian immigrants. His father worked at a tech firm in Moscow and got a visa to come to the U.S. in 1995, moving the family to Washington. But even in the old country, when he was 5, Davidoff said, he was using a computer his father brought home, playing little DOS games, the early operating system. By his teen years, Davidoff was hacking into video games so he could beat them. It is the ability to look at programs over under, sideways, and down that makes Davidoff so valuable. For both Davidoff and Cecchetti, it was a conscious and simple decision to become a white hat. Said Cecchetti, "I'm not in this business to harm people or to take grandma's savings or deface somebody's website." Vocabulary focus. At the crack of dawn. Vulnerability. Whiz kid. Encrypted. Tinker. Ubiquitous. Deface. This ends the reading for Advanced Studio Classroom, October 2013.